In our previous shiur, we spoke about the importance of answering Amen. And as Chazal have taught us, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Hes Amud Beis says Kol Ona Amen B'Kol Koychoi, and Rashi explains B'Kol Koychoi doesn't mean with all of his might, but B'Kol Kavanosoi, with all of his proper concentration. Poischon Loishari Gan Eden, they will open for him the gates of Gan Eden. Shenemar Pischu Shorim V'Yove Goy Tzadik Shomer Amunim Atik V'Shomer Amunim El Shomerim Amen. The Chazal taught us how very important it is to recite Amen at the end of every bracha. So since it's so very important to recite Amen at the end of every bracha, it's important to discuss some of the very fundamental halachas of answering Amen. One issue that, of course, we need to understand is what kavana must one have when he says Amen. So the Paiskim say it depends what type of bracha is being recited. If it's a Berchas HaShvach or Haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, the Berchas HaShachar, Baruch Sh'omar, Yishtabach, Moedim, Noida L'chon, Berchas HaMozoin, there, when somebody says Amen, he should have in mind, I believe what was just said, it's true what was just said, and I believe in it. Then there are brachas that are about cautious request HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadesh, the Rachmans, the brachas of the middle of Shemon Esrei. In these types of brachas, the Amen is to say, Ken Yehi Rotzen. I daven, I hope that what we just asked for will be fulfilled. And the third type of bracha are brachas that are a combination, that have in them both a bakasha and a shvach v'hoidah, the brachas of the Shemon Esrei, Sim Shalom, according to many Mefarshim, even the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berura has a discussion about this in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. Even the first two brachas of Shemon Esrei are Magen Avram and Mechayim Mesim that represent both a Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a Bakasha. Magen Avram, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like he did such tremendous chesed for Avram Avinu, he should do chesed for us as well. There we should have a double kavona. Emes v'ken yehi ratzon. We're asking that we're saying whatever was said is true, and we're asking that what was said should be fulfilled. Everybody agrees that the third bracha of Shemon Esrei at the Kadosh is not a bakasha, it's only a berachas hashvach, and there the kavana is emes hadavar, I believe in it, it's true, and I believe in it. Others add that every time one says an amen, amen is an abbreviation for Kael Melech Neman, and one should be careful, therefore, when he says an amen, to have in mind also the words Kael Melech Neman. Our Gemara has taught us halachas regarding the recitation of an Amen, and there are many halachas to be learned from this. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara says, in Daf Mem Zayin Amen Aleph and Masech the Brachas, Ein Amen Loi Amen Chatufa. The first halacha the Gemara said was that one may not say an Amen Chatufa. What is the definition of an Amen Chatufa? Rashi says that if you say the Aleph of the Amen with a Shva instead of a Kometz, that is called an Amen Chatufa. There are other Rishonim that say that Amen Chatufa is when somebody says the Amen very quickly. He doesn't pronounce the Amen properly. And others say, and we'll speak about this soon more, is the definition of Amen Chatufa is somebody who says Amen before the person who said the bracha, who's saying the bracha, has an opportunity to finish saying the bracha. Then the Gemara said that one may not say, and the halacha is like all of these shitas. Then the Gemara goes on to say that one may not say an amen ketufa. What is the definition of a amen ketufa? Here too we have a machloikus. Rashi says that you didn't pronounce every letter of the amen. The example that's given, and Mepharshim say that the reason that this example is given is because it's the easiest example to understand, is that the nun, the last letter of the amen, wasn't properly articulated. Other Rishonim explained, the Aruch explains that the definition of amen ketufa is that somebody stopped in middle of the word, and it sounds like amen is not one word, but rather two words. And that too is the improper recitation of amen. Amen Yisayma, which was the topic of our previous shiur. So as we mentioned in our previous shiur, there's a machloikus rishonim, what is the definition of amen Yisayma? And as we said, both opinions are accepted in the halacha. And in our previous shiur, we focused on the pshat that somebody said an amen without knowing which bracha was recited, may say amen under those circumstances or not. In today's shiur, we're going to focus on the pshat, which is the pshat of the Me'iri in our Gemara. The person said the amen without, with a space in between the amen, the bracha and the amen. And all of these halachas that we've just mentioned are all in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet. In Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yan Omen Achel Kol Bracha, Ben Osam Shiyotu Yitzei Tfila, the people who are relying on this Tfila, Ben Osam Shiloh Yotzu, B'chavona, with the proper Kavona, as we said, Shibichavim B'libay, Emes Hi HaBracha Shibirach HaMavarach, what was said is true, V'ani Ma'amim B'zeh. Then in Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch goes into the details that were just mentioned in this Gemara, where the Gemara says, Lo yana amen chatufa, dino dehaim kilok aleph nekuda b'chatav, v'kein shilo yachtav yema'a lanas oysom kodim shin samim avarek. You shouldn't say the amen before the person who said the bracha finished saying the bracha. But the Mepharshim now go on into a discussion that there are circumstances where amen can be recited even though the person who's speaking hasn't finished his saying what he's supposed to say. And that is, the Mishnah Brura and all the other places can discuss a situation where the person who's davening starts to sing and he doesn't finish the bracha. May an amen be recited even though he hasn't finished? And the Mishnah Brura and the Paiskim draw a distinction between Kaddish and other brachas. They say that by Kaddish, so the bakasha has already been said. When the person who's reciting the Kaddish says the words V'imru Amen, he's just telling the tzibur, you should recite Amen. But what they're trying to accomplish with their recitation of Amen, what they're trying to establish with their recitation of Amen, can be well established even before the Shlich Tzibur says the words V'imru Amen. And if that's the case, says the Mishnah Brura, saying Amen, if the Chazan now decides to start singing instead of finishing off the words V'imru Amen in a decent amount of time, the halach is that the Tzibur should say their Amen immediately. Whereas, if the Shliach Tzibur is saying a bracha, even the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which as we just quoted in our previous year, the Mishnah Brura certainly has reason to believe that those brachas are very much part of something that we're obligated in hearing. So there, every word of the bracha is an essential part of the bracha. So even if the Baal Tefillah decided to stretch out and sing during the last word of the bracha, it makes no difference. The entire bracha has to be heard in order that it should be considered that you heard a bracha. And therefore, under those circumstances, you have to be careful not to say Amen until you heard the entire bracha. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Siv Ches, V'chein lo yana Amen Ketufa, Dana Shemachasa Kriyas Hanun, that you don't pronounce every letter of the Amen. He doesn't say the Nun. V'einu Metziv V'peish Tein the Keres. It shouldn't. You have to pronounce every letter that it should be properly articulated. And the Ramah adds, the one shouldn't stop in the middle of saying an Amen because it sounds like two words. And that isn't what Amen is. Amen is one word. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. We read this part of Shulchan Aruch in our previous year, so we'll read it quickly now. V'layana Amen Yisoyim Dani Shuchai B'brach Achas V'shlich Tzibur Ma'avarach Oysoy V'zein Eshoymoy Abishidei Eze Brach Ma'avarach Ashlich Tzibur Ma'achash Leishoma Layana Achrov Amen Dava Amen Yisoyma Hagov Yesh Machmirim Dafila Enim Achuy Bois Bracha Layana Amen El Emeno Yidei Beze Bracha Koy Shlich Tzibur V'zein Nami Mikra Amen Yisoyma. And then the remark continues, as we just mentioned, V'layantim imanias amen, one shouldn't wait with saying the amen, Ela miyach kala bracha, as soon as the bracha is cited, recited jana amen, immediately should say amen. Says the Mishnah Brura, what is the definition of miyad? Says the Mishnah Brura, toch kedei dibur, which is about 2 to 3 seconds. But then, the Mishnah Brura goes in the Bir Halacha goes into a interesting discussion. Let's say it's the Chazan, the Baal Tefillah finished the bracha. It's already after Toich Kedei Dibur. It's already after the 2 to 3 seconds you have by which you have to say the Amen, but the Tzibur is still saying Amen. Another question is, if the Tzibur is still saying Amen, is that considered as if the Brach is still being recited? And if the Brach is being recited, the Halacha is, I could still say Amen. Or is the Amen not considered part of the Bracha? And if the Amen is not considered part of the Bracha, and now it's already after Toich Kedei Dibur of the recitation of the Bracha, then I can't say Amen anymore. And here too, we come back to a concept that we discussed in our previous year. In our previous year, we established that there's a difference in halacha between an amen that's being said, between an amen that's being said in a bracha that I'm being yotze with, versus an amen that's being said just because I hear a bracha. And as we explained, in a bracha that I'm being yotze with that amen, the amen is integral part of the bracha. So now let's understand. If the tzibur is being yotze with that amen, and as we quoted the Mishnah Brura, it could be that every amen that's being recited during the Chazaras HaShatz falls into that category. Or certainly, if it's an amen after a bracha that somebody's being yotze with, a Birchas HaMitzvos, Tekiyah Shofar, a Kriyas Megillah, Birchas Kohanim, so there, the Amen is part of the bracha. So even if it's more than Toich Kedei Dibur for when the bracha has been said, but it's not Toich Kedei Dibur for when the Amen has been said, and the Amen is part of the bracha. Whereas, if the Amen is just being said because you're supposed to say Amen after you hear a bracha, so now the halacha is an entirely different halacha, and now the halacha will be that if it's after Toich Kedei Dibur for when the bracha was recited, it's too late to say Amen to such a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'layana amen ketzara ala rucha ketzas, kedei shiyucha loymar, as we said earlier, every time when you say an amen, you have to mind kem melech nemen, V'layarech ba yois midai, on the other hand, don't stretch it out, l'fish ein kriyas ateva, neshmas kishmarech meres midai. when you say it too long, it isn't the word amen. The word amen is amen. If you stretch it out, it's not considered the proper, it's not considered amen. And again, the next sif of the Shulchan Aruch, im yesh tzas ma'oinim shemarichim yoysimidai. If the people are, there's some people that stretch out the saying of the amen, ain't tzarach mevarach la'antolahem, the person making the bracha doesn't have to wait for them. But if again we look in the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mishnah Berurah, who she'ain a brach ain chayv al kol shmoya. If it's a bracha that you're not obligated in, people heard a bracha, they say amen. Abel, says the Mishnah Berurah, it might say harabim b'zeh yedei chavasam. If it's a bracha that the people who are hearing the bracha are relying on the bracha to be yotze the bracha, bein shu shliach tzibur or shem avarach, it makes no difference if it's a bal tefila or anyone. So now the people are relying on that amen. And as we said, when it's a bracha that's being said and people are being yotze with that bracha, the amen serves a very different role. There the amen becomes an actual part of the bracha. There halach is, tzarech lahamtem af al atayim umarichim ba'amen. Even though the people that are making an error and they're stretching out the amen, you have to wait for him. In order that the bracha should have been recited properly. The last sif of this siman Shulchan Aruch is a halacha that we learned in our Gemara that people aren't that careful with. And it says, if somebody says amen, he shouldn't say it louder than the person who's actually saying the bracha, because as we've learned, Gadlu Hashem Iti, it has to be in the same sound, same level, sound level as the person who actually made the bracha. The Gemara continued, V'lo Yizrek HaBracha B'Piv, person shouldn't say the bracha, just throw it out of his mouth. There are many pshatim in this. Rashi explains that a person shouldn't say a bracha quickly, that it looks like it's something he wants to get done with. Talmide Rabbeinu Yoina explains that halacha is if I already said Shemoneh Esrei, and even though we've been learning in our shir how important Chazaras Hashatz is, the halacha still is that I shouldn't say the bracha again if I already daven Shemoneh Esrei. Others explain that it's speaking here to the Baal Tefillah, that the halacha is that the Baal Tefillah should be careful that he should not say the brachas too quickly, that he should give the people who are listening to Chazaras Hashatz the opportunity to say amen after he finishes his bracha and only then start the next bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in his sefer Halicha Shlomo on Hilchos Tefillah, at the end of that sefer, there's a mimer that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach speaks about the importance of saying the Amen, and he quotes, he says, a tremendous, unbelievable story that he says he wanted the sefer should be printed. This story should be printed. The story was originally printed in the sefer Derech Moshe. He says that Ramat Chayafa was the rav of a city, and the people of Posen, which was a large city, came to ask him to become their rav. So he said, before I accept this position, there's one area of halacha that I really haven't studied properly. And that's the entire area of, the entire subject of Ibra Chodesh, about making a month and a year, a leap year, a longer month, and a shorter month. And he says there was a great Talmud Chacham who lived in Venice, who's an expert in this subject. So before I take upon myself this very important position of being Rav of your town, I want to go there to learn these halachas. And they accepted it. He comes to that town. The name of the Chacham was Chacham Avuhav. And in the Chacham Avuhav's house, there was a child who ate a fruit and made a Bayer Priyates. And everybody said Amen. And Ramat Chiyafa, the Baal HaLavushim, we know he wrote the 10 volumes of the Lavush, was preoccupied and he didn't say Amen. This Chacham Avuhav got very upset at Ramat Chiyafa and he put him into Cherem. And Ramat Chiyafa was begging him, I didn't do this on purpose. You know I normally answer Amen. Why are you taking such a strict approach with me that he kept him in Cherem for 30 days? So he says, I have to explain to you why. And he says, we're all very well aware of the famous Spanish Inquisition, where the Jews were expelled from Spain and were punished. He says, actually, there's a story behind that. There was it wasn't the first time that the monarchy in Spain in those times decreed or attempted to decree terrible decrees against the Jews. But there was one individual in town who was very close to the king, and every time the king made a decree, he would go to the king and he would be able to influence the king to change his mind. And indeed, that one day, the king makes a decree that he's going to expel all the Jews, and the Jews came immediately running to this individual, that he should go to the king and ask him to abolish his decree. And that's indeed what happened. He goes to the king's palace, and as soon as the king sees him, the king hugs him and greets him because they were such great friends. While the king and this Jew are having their discussion, a priest arrives, and he hadn't visited the king for quite a while. And as soon as he greets the king, he gets up, and in Latin, he begins a long greeting of blessing the king. The chassid, this friend, this Jewish friend, had not had an opportunity to daven mincha. Because actually what happened was, when the Jews came to ask him to go immediately to the king to try to get this decree abolished, he said, I hadn't davened mincha yet. But they told him, you're saving the entire Jewish community is more important than davening mincha, and you'll daven mincha later. But now that he saw that there was an opportunity to daven, because this priest was in the middle of his long Latin blessing, he went and davened mincha in the corner. And then the priest, while he's davening mincha, finishes his bracha, his greeting, and everybody says Amen. And this Jew, he was in the middle of davening, and he didn't understand anyway what was being said, so he didn't say Amen. The priest immediately noticed what happened here, and he asked, did everybody say Amen to my blessing, to my greeting of the king? And they said, no, the Jew didn't say Amen. And immediately he put on a whole show, and he fell on the floor and started screaming and yelling and crying. You see how this Jew doesn't care about your well-being, the welfare of the king. And when the king indeed heard this, he got very upset. He killed this Jew on the spot, and the decree of expulsion was actually established. This Jew had a friend who was also a very great individual, and he couldn't understand what happened. We know everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We understand there's a reason, but he couldn't come to terms what had happened over here. And he kept on davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him the ability to know, understand what happened over here. One day he's sitting and learning, and this Jew who had been murdered by the king appears to him. And he trembles. You're not in this world. He says, yes, I'm no longer in this world. But since you were sent down, since you were so anxious to understand why this happened to me, I was sent down to explain why. He says, what happened was that one time in my home, my young son made a bracha on bread, and I didn't say amen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish me until, to get the lesson of what an amen means, that when I didn't say an amen that was said of, on the priest about a king, that to show what an amen represents, and at that time I was punished, and all of the Jewish community was punished with the expulsion. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that this story is a story that should be taught to everyone, the importance of amen. And he goes on to say how we have to be careful to say every amen, and there's certain amens, he says, that people forget to say. He gives two examples. The amen after Hamatsa Shkinasa Lutzion, when we all say Moedim Drabonin, so we forget sometimes to say the amen. Or on Friday night, after the bracha of Apayres Sukkah Shalom, Aleinu V'Kalam Yisrael V'Yushalayim, we're busy about to say V'Shamru, we forget to say the amen. And here we see the importance of amen. Now Gemara indeed begins, V'Kala Marech Ba'amen, Marichan Loi, Yomav V'Shnoisov. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, why does the Gemara use both the words Yomav V'Shnoisov? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that there are two parts Tarichas Yomim. One part Tarichas Yomim is that a person should live a long life. But it's not just that he should live a long life, but that the life that he should live should be a good life. It should be a life of positive experiences. It teaches us the Gemara, the Kol Oina Amen, whoever answers Amen, Marichaloi, not only will he have a Riches Yomim, but he'll have Marichaloi Yomov Vishnoisov. He'll have long life, and that the long life will have will be a good life. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Koyach to properly answer Amen, Marichaloi Yomov Vishnoisov.